Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on this lovely fall day, September the 15th. And I hope that it's just lovely in your heart wherever it is, regardless of the weather. The fall happens to be one of my favorite seasons because I've always lived in the southern part of the United States where heat is a really big problem in the summer. And we're always so glad when the rains start coming in and give us the fresh new aromas of the year ending. And I just want to say that everyone is welcome to this call. Regardless of your beliefs, this is not about religion or faith or telling anyone what to believe or what to think. It's just about the fact that we have one Father, one Mother Universe, and we live in one family. And synergistically, we can all do better. We come together to build a harmony of energy, of love, and community for each other. And we know that in doing that, we are assisting in the harmonic availability to everyone for more love, more healing, more opportunities, more cooperation, more coordination, and hopefully more peace in the world. So, as always, I'd like to open our session with calls from our community just to see how you're doing and to take special requests for prayers or blessings. So we have a caller from area code 321, and you are on.
Hey, Glenda, it's Scott. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. So good to hear from you.
I just got into Orlando, and I made a beeline to the hospital to visit my friend Diana that I've mentioned before. She's the lady that dedicated her life to creating protections for children against predators. But
yes.
Anyway, she's back in the hospital now, and, you know, there's been a little seizuring and stuff like that. So she's just in a rough spell, but she really lights up when she sees me, and I don't know why. I'm just so grateful to have a friend that likes me. But is it cool?
Oh, that's not true, Scott. Don't say that about yourself.
Is it cool that she says hi to the community?
Oh, wonderful.
Say hi to my friend.
Hi, Gloria.
Or Glenda.
Glenda, I'm sorry.
Oh, hello there. It's so nice to meet you, and thank you so much for your wonderful work.
Thank you so much for noticing. I'm sorry I forgot your name, the whole name. I didn't know you had.
Well, the blessing is not from me. I'm just a facilitator. And I'm sure you know what that feels like.
Yes, I do. I bet you light up every time you see him.
And one thing I can say to you and to all the other wonder workers in the world is that sometimes just doing the best work in the world can be stressful. And that stress will have its impact on us, even if it came from the most wonderful work. So, don't take anything as a punishment or as an indication that you should stop doing what you do. Just say, okay, this is the price I pay to do all the good work in the world.
I've been doing that. Thank you for that encouragement. I'm going back to Scott now, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Glenda.
You're welcome. And thanks for facilitating that, Scott. It's really great to hear from those in the world who really are putting themselves out to do good work. And the line is open for anyone else who wants to come on. And while you're deciding whether you want to speak, I'll just say something about our webinar that's starting next week. I think I chose a crazy title, but it still makes a point when you understand, and that is really getting in touch with the garden of your life. We were created in a garden, and our life is a garden. It's, if you really, really look and you go into a deep meditation and you look at yourself from the inside out, you will see that every system of your body is like a whole ecology of nature. There's a forest, there's an ocean, there's a sky, there are birds, there are little creatures under the earth, and there's the soil, and there's the wind, and the flowers, and the herbs. And it's all part of the total ecology of who you are. And understanding that as a synergy that works perfectly is very important to our health, our well-being, and our union with all of life. The first time I ever really, really recognized this was back in the 80s when I owned a vineyard. And to the back of the vineyard, we had a row of large oak trees that were planted probably a century earlier along a ranch road driveway. And so they had spreading branches and were very tall. And the creatures of the field and the forest loved them. We had everything there. I chose my favorite large tree that had the best view of the vineyard and hung a hammock there. And when I was finished with my work or taking a break from it, I would go and sip iced tea or some other a cold drink while swinging in the vineyard, which gave me an upward view of the tree. That's when I realized that the tree was a major condominium for life. It existed not for itself, but for everything. It existed even for the trees around it because it raised up the other trees. It existed for the soil and everything that needed the soil and to hold nourishment into the soil. Its acorns fed the squirrels. Its limbs held a nest of birds, and the vines around it attracted other little creatures that were synergistic and symbiotic. And one day I just went there with a notepad, and I counted over 100 species of life that lived on and depended on that one tree. And then I thought about my body, and I thought, wow, I'm kind of like that tree. Just think of all the life forms that are part of who I am. And that's where all of this, it all started in a vineyard, appreciating that wonderful diversity of life that is coordinated and interdependent. So we're going to look at all of these things and more, including some new scientific breakthroughs that will give you a really clear picture of the garden of your life. Okay, I see Tony's on the call. Hi, Tony.
You're hey, on. Linda. Hi. Hello there. Yeah, I was excited to see your new webinar. That looks like a great topic. And we have the equinox coming, so it made me think of the balancing effect of what we get with the equinox.
Well,
and,
I timed it for that, thinking,
beautiful.
Keeping that in mind, because it's a time when nature takes inventory and balances itself, and we learn from that balance to balance ourselves.
Yeah. Well, it's really striking because next year's a leap year. The equinox, this equinox is really late. It's actually on the 23rd. So it falls on the Monday morning. So next Sunday will be just hours before the exact equinox. It's actually going to be about, and I think it's around, it's 1 a.m. Pacific on Monday. So that's about 4 a.m. Eastern. on a week from Monday when we'll actually have.
So it's right after our seminar begins.
Yeah.
But we're definitely in the dawn of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. So I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you for doing the another webinar.
Well, you know, I miss it when we don't. I get as much from this as you do. Because I get to talk to Yeshua again. I get to get new messages from him. And then that stimulates me to look at what other people are writing and discovering in the world.
Yeah. That's beautiful. The Sequinox is really cool because at the exact moment when it happens, the moon's going to be balancing with its north node. So the moon will be accentuating its point of rising into the northern sky. And it's going to be exactly because Saturn and Pluto are still over there with the south node. So that's just the that happens to be the timing, the position of the moon at the timing of the exact equinox. So it's funny, the moon's position will emphasize the emergence of new trends and balance off with Pluto and Saturn, which are working on the transformation of old trends, old patterns, old structures. So that's what's that's the energy of the fall season, the initiation of the fall season. So that's really
good.
It's very appropriate
for the fall that we have a transformation of old structures and the planting of new ideas.
Yeah, indeed. So thank you very much again. I want to mention a friend of mine. He's looking for finding balance in a big way. He's for quite a number of years. He's been aware that he has had an increasing issue with alcohol dependency, and he's looking for a rehab program. So he realizes that he needs to find something to help him put that back in balance. It's something he can't try to manage on his own. So I really want to acknowledge him and send him a blessing for strength and for his successfully finding something that's going to be very helpful and workable for him his healing.
Good.
Yeah,
you want to give us his name?
His name is Steve. I want to just send him a lot of love and support.
Good.
Yeah.
We do too. And in the spirit of understanding that the body really needs to be allowed to create its own synergy. And this is what is interfered with by any form. And I say any form of artificial stimulation that we become dependent on. And that could even include medical drugs, not just alcohol, but anything that we become dependent on that is not generated naturally by our own biological system.
Yeah.
Because it's not part of the balance. Mm-hmm. That's why we become dependent on it, is because it does us some good. We think we can't do without it. And then we use it for our balance instead of our body's natural form of balance.
Yeah.
So this is a big time of the year and a big time in our life and a big time in our evolution of thinking to really focus upon how we create natural balance and natural synergy within all parts of our body and being. And that includes our social being and our environmental being. So we have Steve and so many others dealing with the same problem as Steve in our thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Sarah is on the call. Hi, Sarah. Your line is open now.
Aloha, Glenda and this beautiful community. I'm so looking forward to the webinar, and thank you so much. And I wanted to ask for a couple of special blessings today, one for really all people who are homeless, and in particular a friend that I grew up with whose name is David. And he, prayers for him and for all who, for so many reasons, are without a home. And then I actually want to ask for a prayer for my friend Miles, that he's looking for a new home. He needs to move. So prayers for him and for all who are looking for new homes. And then I want to ask for a special blessing for animals, and in particular animals that have been, it's really for the humans around them that would ever, encourage them to fight, any of that, dog fighting, kind of any of that. Let that end, a blessing, a call for that to end, and for people to help dogs have, get along and not attack each other. And then finally for me, especially in my new role, where I'm working on teaching teachers and how we teach ourselves, and it's a wonderful role, and I also just need more and more support and blessings as I learn how to do it.
Oh, what a wonderful request.
Yeah.
You've covered some very important subjects, and people, I'm sure, are very precious to you.
Yeah.
So many, many blessings to you and to them, and I already have them in my heart.
Oh, thank you, Glenda.
Okay. Well, and I know you're going to love the webinar. You will love it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up the line to David. Hi, David.
Hi, Glenda. I've got kind of a question about when we send healings, blessings to people, and they end up getting, they get stuff that really wasn't intended, like the worry and the concern and the ain't it awful projected on them at the same time. I'm kind of wrestling with that.
Tell me how that happens, David.
Huh?
How does that happen? Tell me a little more.
Well, it's just when people worry about somebody who, let's say I'm going to use Janice as an example. She's been having a really tough time and almost, I want to say, probably came close to dying. So part of the people around me who are praying for her said, well, maybe, just send the highest light and kind of filter off all the toxic stuff that's heading her way and kind of put that in a container off to the side. And so, and I realized, well, with a blessing, we're conducting the purest energy. And at the same time, there's probably people worried about her who are projecting their worry on her. And it's like, that's, I almost feel like there has to be a filter around her to receive the good and not take on all the projection. Just like if we pray from our own neediness and we're praying like, oh, well,
yeah,
I'm so broken. It's almost like we're mixing it up for ourselves, but we could mix it up for the other person too.
Well, let me respond to that, David. Yes, there is the element of human sympathy and human worry that we can attach onto people through our own fears and our observations, and the other person picks that up for sure. But that is not at the same frequency as the blessing. We live in a universe that is really basically all energy. And the energy travels at different frequencies. And as blessing givers, we are little satellite dishes, you might say, that pick up these higher frequencies of energy and pass them over Now, this is not something that many people can do. This is why we have blessing seminars, in order to teach people how to neutralize their own thoughts and their own expectations or worries or fears about that person, because it's very important that we convey just a clear signal from heaven. It's very easy when we pray that we bring to our prayers all our worries. And those are the prayers that are not answered. So I have done whole seminars on this subject because, you know, Yeshua taught, his apostles asked him over and over again, how do we pray? How do we pray? He wouldn't answer them. He wouldn't answer them for the longest time because he knew the problem with their prayers was they were all praying from a form of lamentation of, oh, how bad it all is. Oh, God, hear my prayer. Relieve my suffering and so forth. And it kept the energy at that level. This is why he created the prayer we call the Lord's Prayer. If you pray that, you will see the difference in the energy. That is at a very high frequency of energy that addresses the fact that we are human and we have needs, but it does not invoke any of that energy at all. So invariably, our friends who worry about us will pray in the wrong way, invariably. David, it's just what we do. And, yeah. You know, I went through some rough times and my parents would call and they would just say, Glenda, you gotta change this, you gotta do this, you gotta do this. We're praying for you all the time. And I felt like saying, Mom, just stop praying with you. But I didn't really want to say that either, because the thing is, God does still hear all of our prayers. So with most people, it's a very mixed picture, and you're right about that. But the blessing we convey, we work diligently in our meditation and our preparations to be human issue free when we convey the blessings. And that's why people have so many really, really wonderful results. And sometimes I find that's a good reason not to tell most people about your suffering. I rarely tell anybody when I'm sick or suffering about anything. I rarely tell them. I tell those who can really make a difference. And otherwise, I just offer a blessing and let it be with God.
Well, I feel like we're on the same page with that because that's how I feel about the blessing. It always brings such an uplifting spirit. And then I hear, you know, either she's concerned or others are concerned about all the negativity that would be coming at her. So I felt like, well, I'm doing like double duty, trying to put like a little shield around her for the negativity. And I thought, you know, there's got to be another way to really look at this and just ask that the blessing keep, you know, keep a pure space around her and not try to third dimensional fix it, you know. So
sometimes the best thing is just to be in your face and keep your mouth shut. Yeshua said to everyone he healed, it's your faith that made you whole. And there wasn't a lot of talking. People just came to him. They were quiet. He saw their need. He healed them. And he said, now go forth. Your faith made you whole. In other words, you didn't get whole because you complained about it, because you told the whole community about it, because you went to this clinic and that clinic, and then you wailed and you cried, and finally you came to me.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place to just be quiet. The words of Buddha really resonate very strongly on this, because he said, pain comes to everyone. It's a choice whether we suffer. And I find that we suffer more when we bring other people into it.
I agree.
Pain is inevitable. We all will have it one way or the other. Just because of the way the universe is built with its variable patterns, its conflicting patterns, its changing patterns, and its unpredictable moments of conflict. We're all going to have pain. But we don't have to suffer. That's a choice. And I think almost always, I say almost always, I remember a couple of times when I was with someone and together we made the choice not to suffer. But usually I'm alone when I make that choice not to suffer.
Wow.
And it's always preceded by faith. Of course, we remember Janet, and we pray for her family and friends that they remember her with their love and not so much with their worry.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else? Well, we are right now at the time for our blessing. So, since there doesn't seem to be any other impelling conversation, let's just begin. And I'll take this little extra margin of time, like 1 minute, to just remind everyone to be quiet, be still, take a deep breath, and don't think. Most especially, don't think about your troubles. Just sit there in your faith. Allow your attention to go into your heart and be with God. Just be with the Holy Spirit. Be with infinite potential for goodness, for wellness, for coordination and healing. And it could be privately. It could be with others. I had a wonderful remembrance today, thinking back almost 3 months ago when I was in Austin at the Freeborg's home conducting a small seminar. It was lovely the way everyone came together and we were there for each other. And there were all kinds of questions and queries and probings and wantings to know. And yet it was all in faith. You know, no matter how intensely probing someone was, I could see it was coming from their faith. And my answer came from my faith. And we all discovered wonderful things. So we can come together with our interests and our curiosities and our caring, but in a collective spirit of faith instead of a collective spirit of worry. And it changes everything. Everybody left feeling like they were walking about 1 foot off the earth. And so was I. It was a wonderful time. And I'm really getting hungry to do some live seminars again. It's one of the passions of my life, coming together with other people, with everything anyone can bring, from joy to pain, and we convert the pain to no suffering, and we convert the joy into happiness. And together, we just embrace the synergistic healing spirit of life, which we're going to learn more about next week in our webinar. So just be there. Take a deep breath. Take a slow in-breath. And an even slower out-breath. Uncross your legs and your arms and every other body part that might be crossed, because we're going to be conducting energy. And all energy, no matter how high it comes from, travels in what you might see, say, the AC/DC form. It will travel down in one path and come back in the other. And it's important that these pathways are parallel and not crossing. Because when they cross, they become entangled and they don't make a clear target. So, if possible, have your feet there and on the ground. Have your head uncovered unless your religious tradition requires it. And even if it does, try to have something that's natural over your head. Cotton, silk, wool, linen, something natural and light that will sweetly and softly convey the energy. And I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua, my invocation. When I'm finished, start your prayer, and you can pray however you would choose to pray, quietly, in words, in song, dancing, reaching up to the heavens, hugging a tree, however you pray, pray with faith. Pray with hope and with love and with encouragement. Be sure to ask for what you need because, as it is said in the scripture, ask and you shall receive. And even our Heavenly Father does not interfere with our lives unless we ask for it. So ask for what you need, but ask with faith and hope. Ask with respect and a complete certainty that what you ask for is available and will be done, at least in the right and proper time. So let us begin. Dear Yeshua, our brother, Son of God, who shows us all that we can be as we become all that we are. Our friend, our companion, the one who walks with us and talks with us and is with us whenever we ask. We ask now that you be with us. We need you. We want your presence. We want your comfort and your love, your companionship. We want the blessed, beautiful energy you bring that heals our life and our body and our attitude, brings us into hope and certainty that life can be better and will be better and shall be better as we become coordinated and united collectively within ourselves and within humanity. We surrender in our faith to all that you can give to us and do for us now. And we ask that you be with us in the coming week, that your blessing may continue to unfold and show us revelations and beautiful ways of being that maybe we've never seen before, new things to discover perhaps we've never looked for before, opportunities that we've overlooked because we were looking too low or we were not looking outside ourselves, and faith that allows us to have confidence in other people as well as ourselves. We ask all of these things in your blessed name to our Heavenly Father and in the spirit of his holiness, that through the spirit of the Holy Spirit, we shall be blessed this day and forever. Amen. Let us begin.
Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Be still, quiet. Don't think. Just be a sponge and receive. Bye-bye for now. God bless you. God bless you all. And be grateful for all the small things that they may become large things.